From the Keith Vinciarelli Studios in Paterson, New Jersey, Green Arrow Media proudly presents Is This Real? Tonight, our season finale, Scientology. What the f*** is Scientology? And now your host, JC3.
Who wants better sex? And who wants better sex starting now?
The best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com.
Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just any item.
But that's not all. When you select your one item, you will also get three bonus items. That includes a gift for him,
a special gift for her,
and a gift you'll both like.
Plus, six free movies for your viewing pleasure and free shipping.
There is discreet shipping as your privacy is priority. Plus 100% free shipping on your entire order.
Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy. It will all be packaged and sent discreetly for free.
Don't wait. Better sex is just one click away.
That's 50% off one item, three free gifts, six free movies, and free shipping.
Bring more pleasure and satisfaction to your bedroom.
Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire.
Just enter code QUESTION at checkout.
That's QUESTION, QUESTION, at adamandeve.com.
This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast only. So be sure at checkout you punch in the code QUESTION. That is QUESTION. At checkout and get your 50% off one item, 10 free gifts, and free shipping. Remember, use code QUESTION. Also remember to listen to Is This Real every Sunday at 8 o'clock with new episodes starting July 16th. Remember, everybody, question everything and put that question at the end of your checkout
at adamandeve.com.
Welcome everybody to another fantastic episode and the season finale of Is This Real?
Is This Real?
Tonight's episode, you heard Big Joe say we're talking about Scientology.
Yeah, man.
Yay. In the booth tonight, I have the Pope to my left.
I'm the Pope.
Why are you so low?
Because I hate Scientology.
All right, save it for the episode. Across from me, I have Mr. West. Mr. West is in the building.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
I have Big Joe in the corner over there.
Hello.
And unlike last week where I forgot to answer you or put you in, I do have Roadblock over there behind everything. You'll see him in small at the bottom of the screen here. I think it's like right here.
Yep.
So Scientology, gentlemen. First, like we do with everything, remember, this is a... it's not a prediction or a futures episode. This is an actual cult episode, if we can consider this a cult or not. So, like, again, like...
Oh, yeah, let's determine if it's a cult or not.
Well, just like the Westboro Baptist Church episode, I do have the 10 signs...
The checklist.
The checklist of the checklist.
This is a fucking cult.
And we'll talk about the checklist more towards the end of the episode now.
Okay.
Because I want to get through how it started with L. Ron Hubbard. And celebrities, obviously you can see the celebrities we've put in there. And the idea of what he called Dianetics and pseudosciences.
Huh?
Pseudosciences.
What?
So let's just put it like this. We'll start off with this. Anthony, Pope, and we'll talk everybody else around. When's the first time you heard about Scientology?
The first time I actually heard about Scientology... was years and years ago. I forgot what year it was, but do you remember when Tom Cruise was on Oprah and was jumping all over the fucking couch and shit, making himself look like a dickhead?
Yes. I think Scary Movie 4 made fun of that.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, yeah. That's when I was like, why the fuck is he jumping up and down next?
So
like,
we're talking like 06? Because
maybe.
I'm going back like Scary Movie 4 was like...
I think it was like 07, 08.
It was like 07, 08, yeah. So it's
so
like
sometime
a year or two
there.
Before that.
Yeah, sometime around there. And I was like, why does he act like an asshole? Because he was always just like, it's Tom Cruise, the movie star. And then it's like, oh, you know, he has a new religion that he's a part of, something called Scientology, which I was like, all right, by the name, I'm thinking like a religion that marries in with science in some way. I'm like, okay, I can get behind that.
Right.
And then I read into it, and I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
Okay.
This is fucking dumb. And if you're a part of this cult, you're dumb.
Okay. All right. Big Joe, when's the first time you remember hearing about Scientology?
Oh, God, early on in my teens.
Because oh, my God, we're talking back then.
We're talking back in ancient
right
history.
After
you were
airplane.
Recruited?
Right no. after the airplane was invented.
No. Okay, it's enough out of you. No, back in the 70s, there was a group of, you had L. Ron Hubbard, he with the Dianetics book, and then you had Eric Von Däniken, Chariot of the Gods. I don't know if you ever, you guys
no, we talked about okay. the Chariot of the Gods before.
All right, those
podcast.
Books were really, really big at the time. In fact, the Chariot of the Gods went on to be a movie, and we went in third grade, I remember, we went to see the movie, and I even know where that we've seen it, but I'm not going to go there because this is not time or place. Anyway.
He disgusting. Was getting blown in the movie theater.
In third grade?
Well, how old was I in third grade?
8.
No.
Yeah, he wasn't getting blown yet.
My the God, dude.
Fifth grade, yeah, definitely. Yeah, remember that trip.
Oh, yeah, my pecker was up at fifth grade.
Okay, continue.
I don't know how to answer that. Anyway, but that was it early on, very early on, because it made such a big splash from the Dianetics movement, and he lost the rights to the book and all that shit, and then it turned out that there was a big scandal going on. And then he started the Scientology movement.
He rebranded.
Right, exactly. Then he got the Dianetics back, and then it was
all
right.
West, how about you? Same time as Anthony?
Yeah, I know that, like, Tom Cruise has something to do with it.
Thank you. Joshua Roadblock, how about you?
I've only really heard it in the news once, and they literally just featured Tom Cruise in it and mentioned that he's part of Scientology. I think it was like on the E! News Network or something at one point.
Yes. With Whoopi?
No. The channel.
Oh, no, that's The View.
Yeah, that's totally different.
Turned like Talk Soup back in the 90s, bro?
Well, I mean, I guess, yeah. But it was the E! Network. It's the E! With the exclamation point.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, that was like the one time I heard about it, and then never again. To be honest.
All right. So what is this shit?
So Scientology is a set of beliefs and practices invented by American author L. Ron Hubbard.
Invented!
And an associated movement. It is variously defined as a cult, a business, a religion, a scam, or a new religious movement. Hubbard initially developed a set of ideas that he called Dianetics. Now what Dianetics is, Dianetics is a set of pseudoscientific ideas and practices regarding the relationship between the human mind and the body created by science fiction writer and Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard. Dianetics is practiced by the followers of Scientology and the Nation of Islam.
So wait, this motherfucker wrote science fiction?
Yes.
Dianetics was originally conceived as a branch of psychiatry. Which Hubbard would come to despise when various psychologists dismissed it as unscientific. So, people, yeah, the scientific community.
So, knew. Yeah, so he not no scientist whatsoever.
No,
he is not a scientist.
He was an author who wrote sci-fi books.
Yeah.
And that somehow gives him the right to start a new religious movement.
Dianetics, he also said that is a form of therapy, which it isn't.
Again, the religious part of it probably came out of the fact that he had to change the entire thing from Dianetics to Scientology for tax reasons. Like, that's, you know, it's the oldest game in the book. You put a cross on the outside your building, you don't have to pay taxes. So that's one of the problems that he had to face. And then it became the Scientology belief, and then he had to come up with some bullshit around it.
By 1954, he had regained the rights to Dianetics and founded the Church of Scientology, which remains the largest organization promoting Scientology. There are practitioners independent of the church in what is referred to as the Free Zone. Estimates put the number of Scientologists under 40,000 worldwide.
It's really not much.
Key Scientology beliefs include reincarnation and that traumatic events cause problematic engrams in the mind that can be removed only through an activity called auditing. Now, what an engram is...
An audit, like the IRS audit?
Yes. An engram is a used in Dianetics and Scientology is a detailed mental image or memory of a traumatic event from the past that occurred when the individual was partially or fully unconscious.
Yeah, but homie's not even a doctor or anything. So how can how am I even going to take that this is therapy or this is psychology?
Well, that's where the rub came in.
And you also have this, ready? A fee is charged for each session of auditing. Once an auditor deems an individual free of engrams, typically after several years, they are given the status of clear. Scholarship differs on the interpretation of these beliefs. Some academics regard them as religious in nature. Other scholars regard them as merely a means of extracting money from Scientology recruits.
That sounds like a money grab. Like, if you're over here misdiagnosing people or false diagnosing people with something that they don't have, and you're just claiming that your quote unquote therapy is going to solve their issues, you're just going to bill them just like any other fucking
hospital.
Exactly.
It's psychiatric evaluations and counseling and therapy without having to go to school.
Yeah,
and
you don't have
anything about the human psyche.
Wait. So here's my question. So were they actually legally allowed? They weren't legally allowed to give out prescriptions to people.
No.
You're not prescribing.
No.
It's basically what the you have engrams, and you go to an auditor who will sit down and I don't know what during the auditing process. And to their determination, who the auditor is, it may take several years.
Of course,
and every time you go to this auditor, they charge you, and it will take several years for you to sit there and be clear. Now, from there, because there's a process.
There's more to that.
This doesn't even get into these. Keep going.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that sounds like some, not even to offend people, but this sounds like some fucking Eastern, like, Reiki type shit. Like it don't sound like it works.
After attaining clear status.
Okay.
Adherents can take part of the operating thetan levels.
Wait,
thetan
what?
Levels.
Wait, what?
Which require further payments. The operating thetan texts are kept secret from most followers. They are revealed only after adherents have typically given hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Scientology organization. Despite its efforts to maintain the secrecy of the texts, they are freely available on various websites, including the media organization WikiLeaks. These texts say that past lives took place in extraterrestrial cultures. They involved an alien called Xenu.
Yeah.
Zoltan. Which,
you want me to take this one down?
Hold on. No.
I know this one.
All right. Described as a planetary ruler 70 million years ago who brought billions of aliens to Earth and killed them with thermonuclear weapons.
Yeah.
Despite being kept secret from most followers, this forms the central mythological framework for Scientology's soteriology. Dude, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck.
I hate it when you read anything.
Yeah, I hate it when you breathe.
The whole thing with Xenu is billions and billions. I'm talking hundreds of billions of years ago before the
this
universe
is 70
was even,
million.
Yeah, but let me finish.
Okay.
Before the universe was in existence, Xenu came from a race of gods.
Okay.
And there was too many people. Like, you know, it's the universe, completely devoid of anything, and there just isn't enough room. So he took a couple billion people after the universe was created, and he dropped them on Earth. And he put them near, like, okay, you're going to live here, and it's next to, like, a volcano. And then he dropped nuclear weapons into the volcanoes to kill them. That way, their spirit can be reincarnated into human beings. And the idea behind all this stupid shit is that if it's reincarnated into a human being, you have a god soul mixed in with the human aspirations, which means that now humans can do anything they want.
Zoltan.
This is why this shit doesn't make fucking sense.
Hold
it shouldn't
on.
Be worth talking about.
I don't think the amount of shit that you two smoke on a daily basis can make me understand what this is.
This is absolutely ridiculous. No, I mean, First off, this is a money grab. I don't care what
that's definitely what it sounds like.
I honestly
like,
don't give a fuck. Okay,
like I've never seen you as confused as you are right now.
I don't ever want to. I don't ever. This is
dog, and I study the stock market. Fucking blasted like this, my nigga. And you think, and I understand that a little bit better.
This is the United States of America. One of our core founding principles is that you have the right to believe anything you want,
no matter how ridiculous.
Exactly, and nobody has any grounds to persecute you.
Yeah, people still believe in 9/11.
That's enough. And nobody has any legal means to persecute you. But this is now a business that, in my opinion, has a lot of stupid brainwashed fucks.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
Putting all... And that's the thing about this. You sell everything.
Would it be a Ponzi scheme?
You sell your shit?
I don't think
no.
It classifies as a Ponzi scheme.
No.
But it is a scam, though.
It is a scam.
Scam, yes. Ponzi scheme, no.
No, it's not a Ponzi scheme. But, like, the whole thing with their members is you're supposed to sell all your shit and give all that money to the church and then go live in a place that the church tells you it's okay and, of course, pay a fee. This is all about making money.
Yeah, literally everything you do
everything
in
you
Scientology
do,
is
you lose
fee.
Money. And there's no evidence for any of the things that they say. There's no structure other than it goes to the top.
It sounds like this is just something that they use for tax purposes.
Go on, Scientologists. My name is Anthony Caiola. Come on after me.
Well, for
where's your address? Where's your address?
No, most of the 86. Most of the things that you hear about Scientologists, though, which we'll talk about in the second part because we're about to go to break. Most of the people you hear who are Scientologists. Are celebrities who have money who can put shit in?
Because
this.
They're nitwits.
Exactly.
They're fucking nitwits. I'm
Tom
sorry.
Tom Cruise is a nitwit. Masterson is in jail for the next 30 years because he used to rape people as a member of Scientology. Then you have Bottom going up here. I don't even know what the fuck he's doing.
This has nothing to do with a church of any kind.
Well,
okay.
So I'll give you something. Here's something weird real
fucking
quick. Before we go to break.
Story this is.
Cork, before we go to break. Last decade or so, Bruce Willis has made about 20 or 30 movies that all went straight to DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're crap. Like, he's not even acting in them. Like, he's there on the cover, and he'll say a line, then they'll ADR some shit in it. And I can understand he made a lot of money, and he's also lost his shit, and he's suffering,
unfortunately,
right?
Yes.
Then you have someone like John Travolta, who's doing the same shit. Mm-hmm. He's making these weird straight-to-DVD movies. You're like, you're John Travolta, what the fuck's going on? It's because he doesn't have any fucking money because he's giving it all away to these fucking idiots.
Well, I hope they give it away. I hope they take his plane,
away,
his house,
away,
whatever, his
now.
Yodels. I don't give a fuck what they take from
yodels?
Him.
He has yodels?
Because anytime, look, you know what? Go to break because my mind's about
yodels?
Whatever.
Joshua, do you know what a yodel is?
Are you talking about like his Drake cake yodels? Like
yeah, yodels,
Christmas?
Twinks.
Not sponsored by
Twinkies.
The way.
Twinkies, not Twinks. Those are two different things.
Well, with John Travolta, you never know.
John Travolta was a Twink at one point in his life.
Okay, we're going to end this here. We're going to go to break real quick. Please go and listen to some of those sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey there, fellow truth seekers. Are you ready to dive deep into the mysteries of the universe? Look no further than isisraelpc.com, your one-stop destination for all things mysterious and unexplained. From captivating podcast episodes to thought-provoking articles, our website is packed with fascinating content that will leave you questioning reality. Visit isisraelpc.com today and join our community of curious minds as we explore the unknown together. Don't just wonder, discover the truth today at isisraelpc.com. Hey everybody, I'm JC3.
And I'm Mr. West.
And this episode is brought to you by Dubby. Made by professionals in the USA, Dubby was formulated to give you focus and energy with no jitters or crash.
No jitters.
Their formula contains vitamins, amino acids, including the patented NeuroFactor. You know what Dubby doesn't give you?
What is that?
No calories, no sugars,
no fillers,
and no artificial flavors. When the raw ingredients arrive to their FDA-registered and inspected facility that strictly adheres to GMP guidelines, they undergo a quarantine while a small sample of each ingredient is taken to test for any impurities, while also being tested to ensure that the ingredients are actually what they are supposed to be and have the proper dosage.
And once the ingredients pass all the tests, then they're cleared to get mixed into the formula. So head on over to w.gg and use our offer code isthisrealpc for 10% off your first order. That's dubby.gg and use the code isthisrealpc for 10% off. They have great flavors such as Galaxy Grenade, Dub Sludge, Passing Joy Tea, Monkey Madness, and Dragonade. My personal favorite.
Dragonade right here. I got Dragonade right here. Delicious.
Drink Dubby.
And be better.
These products are not intended to diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease.
And welcome back to our Scientology episode in our season 12 finale.
Yeah.
So the beliefs and the practices of this. Now, there's apparently L. Ron Hubbard has written thousands, and I mean thousands of texts about the beliefs of Scientology.
Yeah, because you change them every three seconds, so you got to be like, oh, wait, no, my bad.
This
first
is,
draft, second draft, third revision. You know,
this is what he said is like
prototype one, two, and three.
An overall synopsis of what their beliefs are.
Okay, hit me.
A civilization without insanity, without criminals, and without war, where the world can prosper, an honest being can have rights, and where man is free to rise to greater heights, are the aims of Scientology.
There's so much irony in that.
That's the same thing that every man wants.
Yes. Well,
okay,
I mean,
it's not
exclusive. Every man.
That is
it's
he wrote
general.
What millions and millions
like
of texts to confuse the shit out of everybody.
Think Hitler wanted that.
No, I'm not. We're not saying Hitler. Okay, I'm not talking about Hitler.
Did you read Mein Kampf? I'm just saying.
And then I did read Mein Comfy Couch.
The kids' version.
No. Okay.
This feels like confession.
I ain't confessing to shit. You can't prove shit on me.
All right, so these are... I do want to get into who are Scientologists.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So we did talk about the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 who are up there. Now, that is Alana Masterson.
Not them.
Not the ones at the bottom. No. That's 6, not 5. We talked about Alana Masterson, who played in The Walking Dead. Danny Masterson, who played in that 70s show.
They're related.
Tom Cruise, we all know who the fuck Tom Cruise is. That's Elizabeth Moss. She played in... The Handmaid's Tale. And that's Bottom Gun. That's John Travolta. We know who John Travolta is.
Your face off.
Yeah, face off, Grease, you know, Saturday Night Fever.
Face off was a good movie. I liked it.
Face off was a good movie.
It was a good film.
That was a total 90s movie.
It was a great film. It was a great film. Right. I can watch it over and over.
Here are other celebrity celebrity Scientologists who are dead and alive, because some of them are dead.
Ooh.
What?
Will Smith.
I don't see Will Smith on this list.
Oh.
But again, this might not be a complete list.
Okay, so who's on there?
We have Christy Alley. She's dead.
She is very dead, yes.
Ann Archer. I know who the fuck Ann Archer is.
Ann Archer's an actress, I believe.
Yes. Catherine Bell. Nancy Cartwright. Erica Christensen. Chick Corea. Tom Cruise.
I know that one.
John Doering. Jenna Elfman. Doug E. Fresh, yes. Isaac Hayes.
I feel like I know that name.
What?
What the fuck is wrong with Isaac Hayes? I mean, is he that stupid?
He's also dead.
Isaac Hayes is dead?
Didn't Isaac Hayes die like a couple years ago?
I don't think so.
Add that to the Deadpool.
Vivian Kubrick. Alana Masterson. Christopher Masterson.
Wait, Vivian Kubrick, like
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is she related to like Stanley Kubrick?
He's dead?
Yeah, Isaac Hayes died in 2008.
He be died?
He be dead. It's not news. It's 2024. It was 16 fucking years ago.
She's the daughter of Stanley Kubrick.
Okay,
cool. Album out.
Veronica Kubrick, you said?
No, Vivian Kubrick.
Vivian Kubrick.
Yeah.
The daughter of Stanley
Christopher Kubrick. Masterson.
I know that
name. He's an actor and disc jockey, known best for his role on Francis on the Fox sitcom, Malcolm in the Middle. He is the youngest brother of Danny Masterson. So all the Mastersons are Scientologists.
Fuck the Mastersons.
Danny Masterson, Elizabeth Moss, Giovanni Ribisi. God damn it, Giovanni Ribisi.
He's a weirdo anyway. It makes sense.
Do you remember Ted?
Ted?
Yeah, the movie Ted.
Yeah.
He played the antithesis character.
The guy who kidnapped Ted and was dancing weird and drinking iced tea or whatever the fuck it is in the bedroom.
I think we're alone.
Giovanni Ribisi is a great character actor. He's hysterical. And he actually has a really wide range. Like, he can go on dramatic shit.
He can get down, huh?
Yeah.
He can.
John Travolta.
I know that name.
Greta Van Susteren.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who that is. Who's that?
She's a news person.
These are celebrities now who have left Scientology.
Got it.
So you have Beck, who's the singer-songwriter. Jason Baig. The guy from Chicago PD. Okay, I know him. William S. Burroughs. He's a writer, a member of the Beat Generation. Uh-uh. Paul Haggis. Uh-uh. Katie Holmes. Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise.
I know that name. That's his ex-wife, right?
Correct.
Yes. Now, we can get into the whole marriage of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes and how that plays into Scientology and how Scientology protects Tom Cruise. There's a whole thing with that.
Really?
Yes. And
yeah, pretty much.
We'll probably talk about that in the, you know, in the third part.
Okay.
Jason Lee. Jason Lee is the actor that was on Clerks. Not Clerks. No, no. Yeah, no. Well, no, he was on Clerks, too. Jason Lee was... He did a lot of stuff for Kevin Smith. Juliette Lewis. Vince Offer. Laura Prepon. Laura Prepon was the chick that... The redheaded chick on That 70 Show. Or Prepon. Whatever.
Donna?
Yes, Donna. Lisa Marie Presley. Dead. Leah Remini. Leah Remini, you ever see The King of Queens?
Played the wife.
She played the wife?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay, Leah Remini has a big show that she's going after Scientology because, like, she was like, they're fucked up. They're horrible individuals, and I try to help the people who
leave. She wrote a book about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
She's very open and against the church.
Mimi Rogers. Actor Jeffrey Tambor, Robert Vaughn Young, and Nazanin Bienaldi. I have no idea who any of these people are. So those are the people who left, and then you have the current, well, some of them are dead, but current Scientologists.
I could have sworn Will and Jada Pinkett Smith were Scientologists.
No, they're just fucking weird.
Yeah, that's why I thought they would be on there. You can see it. You can see it.
There are certain I don't know why this is. I don't understand. It's like you can look at some people and you're like, oh, they're definitely into that thing. And you can do that with a lot of different things. But I don't know why we think about that. Like, I can look at you and be like, oh, yeah, I can see you're an anime. That makes sense. But there's nothing that you're wearing right now or showing me that would give me that. It's just this innate feeling. And I think with certain celebrities, we do that to them. Which is why when they go, oh, Jeffrey Tambor's into Scientology, I go, yeah, that makes sense. It doesn't make sense because there's nothing that Jeffrey Tambor's ever done where I'm like, oh, yeah, he has weird thoughts. Because I've always just enjoyed Jeffrey Tambor as an actor. He's very, very funny. When he was in playing the father on Arrested Development, it was great. And they left Arrested Development. He played a...
That's the weird, awkward guy?
He was
the main character?
No. That was Jason Bateman. He's Jason Bateman's father, the one who was in prison for most of the series. There's always money in the banana stand. He has a weird mouth.
Yeah, he got like a big ass nose too, right? Yeah, that guy. I remember that show.
So Jeffrey Tambor, I've always enjoyed him as an actor. He also played in a role, I think it's on Amazon, where he's a father who transitions. And it's a drama show, and it's about him, his transition, his family having to accept him as a woman now and all that shit. He's won awards for that show.
Of course you would.
But not at any point where it was like, someone's like, oh, he's a Scientologist. And I'd be like, no. Like, it just makes sense. And I don't know why.
Well, okay. Do you guys want to hear something weird about that? Like, I know we said we'll talk about it in part three, but I think this is...
Sure.
It connects the Tom Cruise marriage thing. It's a conspiracy theory, of course, but it's, you know, it's not proven. But it connects a certain... number, which we'll talk about next season. But so the number 33 comes up a lot in Scientology, especially with Tom Cruise. Dad, you listening?
Listening.
So Tom Cruise's three marriages, Mimi Rogers, Nicole Kidman, and Katie Holmes, all ended when each lady reached 33 years old, leaving many to wonder if it's just a coincidence or something else is going on. So according to one former Scientologist, the number 33 is known as the master teacher.
Sounds like a master mason.
Which, well, I was going to say, they're stealing this from Freemasonry.
33rd degree mason. That's very good. It represents altruism and increasing your positive energy. It's associated with healing powers through love. Cruz married Mimi Rogers in 1987 when she was 31, before they broke up in 1990 when she was 33. His second marriage to Nicole Kidman lasted 10 years before they split up in 2001 when she was 33. Finally, Cruz wed Holmes, Katie Holmes, in 2006 when she was 28. She filed for divorce in her last week of being 33 years old.
What it tells me is basically these broads that he's marrying, okay, really just can only take so much of them. Well, before they had to dump his ass.
He goes, you can expect the Church of Scientology.
Thank you so much.
You can expect the Church of Scientology to come be discussed in great detail around this split. But the age of all three wives when the marriage broke down is a coincidence, to apparently former Scientologists argues. Marriage problems come from what Scientologists called withholds, or what the rest of us call not communicating. Tom's divorces have nothing to do with his wife's turning 33. Plus, if Katie did blindsign Tom with the divorce, unless she plans to continue studying Scientology, which obviously she didn't, she got out, then the number 33's significance has nothing to do with the split. But all three women did leave Scientology. Okay. Both Katie Holmes, Mimi Rogers, and Nicole Kidman all left after divorcing Tom Cruise.
See, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt and the idea of, like, they're marrying Tom Cruise, who is a Scientologist. And when you marry someone, you should be marrying them and embracing aspects of their life, even if it's not, like, your thing. It's like, listen, I don't celebrate this, but because you do, I'll be there for you and I'll support you while you celebrate it. And that's, like, the best kind of compromise.
Well, according to some of these people, Katie Holmes was being followed by a Scientology dispatch because they figured she was a threat to Scientology.
Excuse me?
When they start doing that and they start sending people, you know, like bloodhounds, at that point, then you become, you know, then you're a criminal organization. I'm sorry. All right.
Well, they're a criminal from the start. But yeah, I
this is just fucking insanity. And to answer your question about Jada Smith, Will Smith. Jada? Will Smith never was involved. Jada, however, denied being
Jada?
Involved.
Jada?
Jada, what her fucking name is? Reva. Okay?
No!
Okay? Know what? What? What'd I say wrong?
You know what you said.
All right, I'm sorry. The moron. Is it better for you?
Better.
Okay, so beep it out, all right? Big fucking deal. All right?
Go continue.
I'm not going to continue. I'm not going to say anything now. I'm holding.
What did Jada do?
She holds on to some of her beliefs, like homeschooling and all this other bullshit, but she keeps denying the fact that she's involved with.
So she's like a Scientology light. Like, I read the books. I'm not official a member, but I like what they had to say.
She's now separated from Will Smith.
Oh, she's been separated from Will Smith for 20 fucking years. She was banging her son's best friend, for Christ's sake.
Again, I don't want to get that. I don't care.
What was that
care.
Called again?
A homie hopper?
No.
A homie hopper. What I said was
What
bad.
Was the term that she used with Will Smith? It wasn't extracurricular activities. What was it?
I don't know.
Damn, it was like one term that she used that everybody used
the
for like...
The balls on this bitch to sit there and go, I cheated on you because you weren't enough for me. And I needed more space.
I don't
like,
think
we're off.
This has nothing to do with Scientology, but real
loosely,
quick.
Loosely it does.
The Church of Scientology is headquartered at Gold Base in Riverside County, California. That's the building you see behind in the thing.
Thanks for pointing that out. So fucking clear. I was wondering
it's a little
section of windows.
I
were.
See a window.
And at
thanks for the clarification.
Do you ever shut the fuck up? And at Flag Land Base in Clearwater, Florida. So they have two, that one in California, one in Florida.
Just like Disney.
Fuck you. It claims to be the only true voice of Scientology. The internal structure of Scientology organizations is strongly bureaucratic, with a focus on statistics-based management. Organizational operating budgets are performance-related and subject to frequent reviews. So, apparently by 2011, the organization was claiming over 700 centers in 65 countries. Smaller countries are called missions. The largest number of these are in the U.S., with the second largest being in Europe. So, they're around the world, you know? It's not like they're not. They fucking... This fucking thing, man.
This is a business. This is there to make money. This is not real. This is not a religion. This is a bunch of stupid people who are giving their money to a stupid organization.
I don't want to say that they're stupid. I would say it was just more probably like if they're being...
The people who are being tricked are stupid.
Well, yeah, no.
The organization isn't.
No. I was going to say, like, if these people are just using it as, like, a freaking, like, tax scheme to just, like, get, like, you know, if you donate certain amounts of money to charities, like, you get tax breaks and shit like that. And this is all coming from a lot of, like, wealthy celebrities. So it could just be... It's a scam.
When we talked about Heaven's Gate and Nexium... And we talked about, And we talked about Jim Jones. Every cult we've talked about, we've brought the argument. Are they stupid? Or are they weak-minded? Or what? Why do people join cults?
Well, I've stayed true that they're weak-minded.
And I've said over and over again,
it's a sense of belonging.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think people are stupid. I think people need a sense of belonging. It's part of... It's one of those things. It's like when you're growing up, you need to be introduced to other people to understand how society works.
Yes.
And when you have people who live on the outskirts of society, they get accepted by the people who sympathize, like Manson did.
Right.
Those are cults.
Hold on a second. I'm about to say, are you like giving props to Manson?
No. What I'm saying is, though, in a situation like this,
did a good job,
which is clearly a business.
Final thought.
It is structured to be a business. It is written by a science fiction author who has no credibility as a historian or a psychotherapist or a counselor by any means. This is where I'm going. These people are stupid. Because they're not taking you in because we'll grant you some sort of place where you're accepted. This is, if you want to be accepted, you have to pay up. And that comes first. The money is the first thing in this, no matter what. And when you're thinking with your wallet just so you can be accepted, you're fucking stupid and you have no individuality. You don't deserve to be a part of a group.
All right. So we're going to take a short break again. We'll be right back. Please go listen to some of our sponsors. Who wants better sex? And who wants better sex starting now? The best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com.
Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just any item.
But that's not all. When you select your one item, you will also get 3 bonus items. That includes a gift for him, a special gift for her, and a gift you'll both like.
Plus, 6 free movies for your viewing pleasure and free shipping.
There is discreet shipping as your privacy is priority. Plus 100% free shipping on your entire order.
Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy. It will all be packaged and sent discreetly for free.
Don't wait. Better sex is just one click away.
That's 50% off one item, 3 free gifts, 6 free movies, and free shipping.
Bring more pleasure and satisfaction to your bedroom.
Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire.
Just enter code QUESTION at checkout.
That's QUESTION, QUESTION, at adamandeve.com.
This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast only. So be sure at checkout you punch in the code QUESTION. That's QUESTION. At checkout and get your 50% off one item, 10 free gifts, and free shipping. Remember, use code QUESTION. Also remember to listen to Is This Real every Sunday at 8 o'clock with new episodes starting July 16th. Remember, everybody, question everything and put that question at the end of your checkout at adamandeve.com.
Hey, fellow truth seekers, want to take your love for the Is This Real podcast to the next level? Check out our exclusive merchandise line designed for curious minds like yours in mind. From comfy tees and hoodies to stylish mugs and accessories, our merchandise is the best way for you to show your passion for unraveling the mysteries of the fucking universe. Visit our online store at isthisrealpc.com and gear up to explore the universe in style.
Don't just listen. Wear your curiosity with pride with Is This Real Podcast merchandise.
Welcome back, everybody, as we get to this final part of our season 12, and this final part of our Scientology episode. Why are you laughing? What the fuck's the problem here?
The only thing that came to my mind was, hurry up, I gotta shit.
All right. You know what? These people are not professional. Anywho.
Okay.
As I said at the beginning of this episode, I will go through the checklist of what it is to be a cult. And I will read them again. I just want everybody at once to say yay or nay.
Okay, come on.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
Anthony, move the mic closer to your face, for fuck's sake. All right, number one, absolute authoritarianism without accountability. Yay or nay?
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Number two, zero tolerance for criticism or questions.
Yay. They sent people after Katie.
Yay.
Number three.
That was one instance.
Right? Like, it's like, I don't know about all that one.
Yeah, like, is there any other instances of that happening, or
it only
just...
takes one. It only takes one.
Okay. Number three, lack of meaningful financial disclosure regarding budget.
Nay.
Well, I mean, they do take a lot of money.
Yeah, well, they take money from all the fees and all the shit too. So, like, they're letting you know exactly like how they're getting your money.
That is true.
Okay. Number four, belief that former followers are always wrong for leaving and there is never a legitimate reason for anyone
else to leave. When they send hitmen after him, yeah.
Okay. Number six, abuse of members. That's debatable if you want to talk about
it. Not according to What's-Her-Face's book, it's not. They abuse people. And she was an eyewitness to that stuff. So I'm going to say, yeah, they that fits the bucket.
Talking about Leah Remini,
in
her book.
We'll go with yay.
And I find her to be extremely credible.
How many is this right now? Really five person. For five?
Four wasn't. I mean, not number four. Number three, the lack of meaningful financial disclosures.
Okay, so one.
They have one strike so far.
So one for one, five.
Yeah, one, well, no, they have, they're four for five on this.
Four for five.
Just keep going.
Five for six.
Five for six.
Number seven, records, books, articles, or programs documenting the abuses of the leader or group.
You have people who have written about it, so it counts.
Yay.
Okay. Followers feeling they are never able to be good enough.
I don't know. They all seem so pretty happy to me.
The ones who leave aren't. Apparently, they got abused.
Well, yeah.
Not to mention, Masterson was raping them three at a time.
He wasn't raping members, though.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. That should make it feel better?
No, what I'm saying, like, the followers...
Almost good boy.
By number eight, saying the followers feeling they're never be able to be good enough.
There was nothing to feel good enough for if they were buying their way into it.
There we go. That's a good one.
That, and there's no, like, actual, like, real goal that they're setting for themselves for you
other
to strive
than the
to.
The very vague bullshit that every religion promises anyway.
Yeah, so, like...
All right, number nine, a belief that the leader is right at all times.
Well, that goes without saying.
He is the leader. You're following his beliefs.
Yeah.
And number 10, a belief that the leader is the exclusive means of knowing truth or giving validation.
You don't believe in this shit unless you believe in the leader. He is the truth.
And Xenu.
I'd like to know
So we're going 8 for 9 or 8
for
10?
9 for 10.
How many people join this call?
9 for 10.
And sit there and go... You know what? I got nothing to do on a Saturday night. I got millions of dollars in the bank. You know what? Billy Bob Joe Ray Thornton decided he was going to join.
Why all the Southern people? I don't get it.
This man hates the South.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Bill.
Like Ted. Bill. John.
Jebediah.
Jebediah wouldn't be in it.
Whatever.
No,
whoever has the money sitting around, you know what? I want to be part of the cult. You know, here's $1 million. Can I get my membership card? And then I'm a member. And then you know what? 2 years later, I go, you know what? If I should have spent that $1 million because my career is in the tank, I'm leaving here and going to write a book. So I think basically.
Clear or meanie.
Yeah, I think it's a bunch of bullshit. I think the whole situation is.
So with
it's this, out of hand.
So we talked about last week, Whisper About Church. They had 6 out of 10. Out of these 10.
Yeah.
This week, this is 9 out of 10. So is this more of a cult than the Whisper
Absolutely.
Cult. They're poster
children for cults. Are you kidding me?
poster children.
I hate all of this. I hate all of them.
Cults.
I'm just really glad this season's coming to a crash again.
Now, I'm okay. Here's the thing. I'm okay with separating the artist from the art.
Okay.
I can justify that. And I enjoy watching Tom Cruise movies because if the movies are good, I'll enjoy them. I can't hate on the man because of... I can't, like, oh, I'll never watch a movie of his because he's a fucking idiot who joined this cult. I'm not that kind of person. Right. Like, I hope... I really, truly hope that Bill Cosby gets everything that goes to him that he deserves. With that said, he's one of the funniest comedians who ever walked the planet. That's just the truth. He made people laugh, and he did it in a non-dirty way, and he also raped a bunch of women. I can separate the fact that he was a good artist, and I can enjoy that work without looking at him and going, without saying, like, you know, oh, he's, I can't enjoy that because he's a rapist.
Okay, never, so what does that got to do with?
I never,
no, I'm
thought
saying, now, this. I'm just going on spitballing here because a lot of people who sit there and go, oh, that's that person, I can't watch any of his movies anymore. I can't enjoy the things that I enjoy that he's,
well,
a part of.
Well, a lot of people say that about Danny Masterson because he, you know, he raped people.
He raped, yeah, he raped,
you know,
like
he
women.
Nobody can.
Should be in jail then.
He
is in jail.
Oh, well, then
but
there
he's
you go.
Like, now I can't even enjoy that 70s show. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Because you're what? Because that's not Danny Masterson on the show. That's whatever fucking character he was playing.
Some people don't.
Well, see, can't. I never enjoyed Bill Cosby's work anyway. So, like, I was never that type of person.
You!
So I
just don't.
I don't know. To end this season on a high note, I want to say, not that high note, you bastard. Are most of these what we talked about as far as, let's go with the cults. Everything we talked about this season so far have been actual cults or no, besides maybe the Westboro Baptist Church?
I would say, yeah, most, like, of them. Like, Heaven's Gate was a cult. Jim Jones was a cult.
Stamp-defined cult.
The Mansons were a cult. Like, they were. They were.
Yeah. Dad, yes?
I'll go with everything what Anthony said, with the exception of the Manson family. I'm never going to sit there and tell you that was a true cult.
Maybe we could go back and listen to the episodes.
No, the thing is, I just don't.
In the words of Caden, he's glazing him right now.
You can sit here and you can call it cult all you want. That's fine.
Uncle
and
Charlie,
I understand that.
Cult. He was a movie.
I just think that, you know, these are murdering fucks and they got involved with the wrong people. Now, you want to call it a cult? I can understand you.
Yeah, kind of the definition.
Yeah. He fits.
Then fuck me then, okay?
The list.
Next, good. All right, next.
Next him as well. Cult.
West, you agreed on that?
Yeah.
I wasn't here on the Roshnish Purim episode, but...
Oh, that was a fucking cult.
Okay.
Them niggas was definitely...
Something just came up about them. I was reading it, not reading it, but I saw the headlines, and I wanted to dive into it, but maybe I'll read it tomorrow.
Thank you.
There's a Netflix documentary all about them, too.
That might be it, yes.
Well, that no yes. New information on that. That's something, you know, I watched that Netflix documentary.
Well, if I didn't go on Netflix, it wouldn't be new to me. Now, would it? Okay.
That what?
Continue.
As far as the prophecies episode, I think we figured most of the prophecies this year are not like I love the Padre Pio episode. It was like, it's more like the observations of Padre Pio, you know, instead of being prophecy.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. are they really prophetic, you know, prophetic messages that we had?
No.
I know you don't believe in prophetic messages.
The popes were, the prophecy of the popes is 100% bullshit. Nostradamus is beautiful language and poetry that can be translated. And that's the thing. Any prophecy out there can be translated in a way where you go, oh, it definitely means this. And you have someone else going, it has nothing to do with that. At all. Like, the biggest one to me is the book of Revelation that we talked about. Like, mm-hmm. It's very easy to sit there and go, oh, yeah, this is definitely about the end times. But when you sit there and go, okay, that's great, but when was it written and who was it written about? And, like, what are the real world implications of why that was written? It has nothing to do with the end of the world.
All right. You guys feel the same way, Wes, Dad?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Wes? Yes. This is a podcast. Verbally speak it, my friend. Okay. Joshua?
Hold on. I'll read the subtitles. It nods head in agreement.
Joshua, how about you?
re-ask the question, please?
Prophetic messages. Do you believe most of the things we talked about are prophetic messages, or are they just words on paper, as Anthony likes to talk about them?
Wait, I nod in disagreement.
What?
They're not prophetic messages. No.
Are prophecies real, Josh?
It's... I think it depends on you and what you view it as. If you think it's just words on paper, then yeah, so be it. If you think it's actual prophetic, then so be it. Me personally, no, I don't see any of that stuff in any type of way. So it's just, you know, written statements of things that may be connected. That's it.
It's poetry. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, season 13, as we get into next season, which is in September, that's when we start season 13. We're going to be talking about, what would you call it, Anthony? Occult items?
No, it's the occult of mysticism.
There we go. You know, things like superstitions, numerology, grimoire, tarot cards, all that type of stuff. I can't wait.
Like magic and shit.
Yeah, I can't, like, we're going to be talking about Wicca and witchcraft.
Magic spelled with a K.
Yeah, I know.
And we're going to be talking about, what's the... Wow, a Ouija board. We're going to be talking about Ouija boards and spiritual communications devices. I can't wait for that episode.
Yeah, they don't have like phones and toll booths, you know, telephone booths. You gotta use a Ouija board.
Yeah, you have to wind yourself up and, you know, tug your balls three times and stick a finger in your ass to communicate with somebody in the afterlife.
You have to look into the well and then drop a lemon drop.
And that's every night for this motherfucker. All right, everybody. So just like at the end of every episode, please go and follow over our social media. TikTok, we have Is Israel PC. Instagram is Is Israel Podcast. Facebook is Is Israel Podcast. Please go like and subscribe our YouTube channel, Green Hour Media. We need these subscriptions on that YouTube channel. And please go to our website, isisraelpc.com, and you get all the season information. And you can go to our Is Israel PC store, the Green Hour Media store. And then you can go to our TikTok and look into the link in the bio. That is our link tree, which again just shows you everything I just said right there. So everybody say goodnight and say goodbye to this season.
Goodnight and goodbye, season.
Adios, fuckers.
Yatsumi.
Goodnight, everybody.
Remember, everybody, we'll catch you next season for supernatural shit. Goodnight and question everything. We'll be right back.